we're back. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Second hour with my special guest, Elizabeth Baumgartner, who is telling us about her ongoing plight that started 5+ years ago with the Ohio court system. Elizabeth, we've got a short segment, about 4 minutes here, so let's go ahead and continue with the website. And then after that, I think I'll open the phones and see if we can get some input from the callers. How's that?
That sounds good.
Okay. Go ahead. Continue.
So, anyway, we use the website, and essentially the website highlighted my cases. And we demonstrated I was involved in civil litigation in Ottawa County as a result of the harassment that had been done to my family. I had sued some public officials. This is where retired visiting judge Richard Marcus is brought in by the Chief Justice, in effect, to put me in my place economically, you know, make sure the cases go against me, declare me a vexatious litigator, and essentially deny me all due process protections in these cases. We demonstrated that on the Internet. Richard Marcus became enraged, predictably awarded almost $300,000 in cash judgments against me for libel based on true statements I'd made about public officials, that it didn't matter. I was denied a jury trial. And then at the end of these show trials, finds me 34 counts of criminal contempt of court because I made statements about him, such as calling him elderly, a private judge. Another statement was that he had made false statements in the record, which he had, that I had insulted opposing counsel. That was another count of criminal contempt.
Well, there was something to do with some emails that you sent off as well.
Yes. Well, then at the same time during this case, while he's representing me, while he's adjudicating these cases in Ottawa County, I caught him communicating ex parte on the Internet with opposing counsel, because the opposing counsel inadvertently copied me on some of these things. So now once I discover that the judge is communicating with opposing counsel in my cases, I email him and say, look, would you do something about some of the harassment in this case? You're the judge. My counsel hasn't returned my files to me, my prior counsel. You're expecting me to defend myself without my case files. You're allowing these attorneys to intimidate and harass me. And those emails are going to his published company. In addition to being a retired visiting judge in the state of Ohio, Richard Marcus is a private judge. And that's this different situation where if you agree to a case to be adjudicated by a private judge, you can pay these men somewhere between $250 to $400 an hour, and they'll decide a case for you. Well, you know, my objections to that were I believed he had done cases for some of the attorneys in my case and was refusing to disclose to me that he had a prior business relationship with these men.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm asking him to get off the case. His bias is evident to me. And he then believed that those emails were efforts to intimidate him. So in Ottawa County, he's charging me with 34 counts of contempt for statements I make in my own legal pleading, which, you know, absolutely protected speech for over 60 years of United States Supreme Court case law that says you cannot punish speech that is merely criticizing the court. In order to be criminal contempt of court, you have to do something that actually obstructs justice in an imminent way. And then, unbeknownst to me, he's meeting with a prosecutor in Cuyahoga County, Dan Caceres, and saying that these emails are intimidating him. And now these emails were doing nothing more than reporting misconduct in the case and bringing misconduct in the case to his attention and expecting him, as the referee, if you will, of the court proceedings,
okay,
to ensure that I get a fair trial.
Let me stop you right there. This is the break.
Okay.
And we got a long segment coming up. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Elizabeth Baumgartner. We'll be back in 3, republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave. Stick with us.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Elizabeth Baumgartner. I'm going to open up the phone lines and let you call if you've got a question or a comment for my guest. The number is 800-313-9443. Now, Elizabeth, you were talking about these intimidating emails that this gentleman was alleging that you were sending him, and I just happened to have in front of me a few of these emails.
Okay.
Would you mind if I read a couple of them?
No, not at all.
Okay. August 5th, 2004, the email states, and this is from Elizabeth Baumgartner, I would suggest, and this is to the judge, Judge Marcus, correct? I would suggest that any man who has a website promoting himself and his rent-a-judge service while continuing to try to pretend that you can act as a retired visiting judge in Ohio with a shred of integrity is disingenuous and fooling himself. By tonight, thousands of residents in northern Ohio, in Ottawa and Erie counties, will know that Judge Marcus and Dan Mason are trying to fix a court case involving this legal corruption whistleblower in order to put her in jail and steal her property. Now, is that one of them that he was telling you was intimidating?
Yeah. And Dan Mason was one of the attorneys that I had caught committing insurance fraud. And they did, in fact, he did, in fact, obtain $100,000 judgment against me that Judge Marcus handed him. His client was the former superintendent of our schools, a man by the name of Charles Burns, who we had published absolute proof on our website, had committed perjury during the trial, and had, in fact, defrauded the taxpayers of our school district by inflating his credentials so that he could get a higher salary.
Well,
so it was like, you know, so you have these little things where these guys are committing, like, minor crimes, like stealing $4,000 here, $5,000 there. You catch them on it, and then they compound it by
committing a major, you know, by punishing you, by suing you for libel, for saying that when everything you're saying about him is true. But yeah, that is one of the emails that they claim was a felony of the third degree, justifying 5 years in prison.
Well, Elsbeth, I mean, you are intimidating because you're catching him with their pants down.
Exactly.
Well, listen, we got some calls here.
Okay.
All right, let's go to a call. Mona in California, I'm with Michael and Elsbeth. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Mitch. Elsbeth, regarding the crazy charge.
Yes.
I read the transcript that you put on your website, and it's pretty clear that the reason they said you were crazy is because you pulled out a bunch of pills and said, there's a lethal dose here, I'm going to kill myself, right there in court in front of the judge and everybody.
No, and that's not true. Bailiff, I don't think you've seen the actual transcript from that hearing. That was a hearing that was well along in this process after I had been repeatedly evaluated. I had presented myself earlier that day. I had contacted my own doctors prior to that because the judge in the case and the prosecutor were trying to compel me to go to trial without counsel, without any witnesses, and without any exhibits. And my doctor had advised that my continuing to represent myself in those unfair situations was dangerous to my health and that I was not competent to represent myself. Now, there's a big difference between not being competent to represent yourself and not competent to stand trial. When I filed a valid motion to the court, Mr. Caceres, the prosecutor in the case, illegally moved to have me arrested. Okay, and the judge in this case, Judge Shirley Strickland Saffold, did that. Now, I want you to give that some thought to that. I am being told I'm simply asking for a continuance of trial to get an attorney, and these people are revoking my bond and throwing me in prison. Okay, what I did was recognize that I was in a situation where people had absolutely disregarded the rule of law. And I took a couple of pills that I have for high blood pressure or that I had on me. I'm a pharmacist, and the sole purpose of that was to get adequate medical attention. I am of the belief to this day that had I not committed an act that would have required medical people to get involved, that something very bad would have happened to me. There have been many death threats against me. You really don't have a full understanding of the Cuyahoga County justice system and the nature of some of the things I have that I'm aware of. Now, under Ohio law, if the judge felt I needed to be evaluated, she was required to do that, commit that evaluation on an outpatient basis because I had a bond. And that was all I was asking for, was a continuance of trial to get my own attorney and to have my own doctors evaluate me. They instead forcefully incarcerated me. They did not get medical attention for me. It was only because of the regard that some of the people in the jail itself that I got medical attention. I was then placed in the state mental hospital for 39 days. Well, 9 days I was held incarcerated, despite the fact that I'm supposedly mentally ill. Instead, they're holding me in an extreme felony confinement. And then a spot opened up. I was transferred there, held illegally. The doctors within the first hour said, there's no reason for you to be here. You're competent. And I said, I know that. And if you look under Ohio, I even can cite you the code section. It's 2945.37 and .371. You cannot incarcerate an American citizen or an Ohio citizen simply because they ask for a continuance of trial and time to see their own doctors. So that is an example of legal abuse.
It wasn't that. It's because you grabbed the pills and waved them around and said you were going to take them and that you would have that they were a lethal dose and you would kill yourself. And
where did you actually have a transcript or are you going by misrepresentations on the internet? The transcript of that hearing does not reflect what you're saying. If you can produce a transcript that says I whipped pills around a courtroom, it's simply not true.
And that an officer had to put his hand in your purse to ascertain if there were any more drugs.
And again, that's simply, you are going based on hearsay. That is not what happened. I was present in the courtroom that day. I have the transcript of that hearing, and that is not what happened.
Did an officer take your purse?
I handed my purse to my husband, and they then grabbed the purse from my husband, which they had no cause to do so. And there was a pill. Yes, there's a pill bottle in there.
No hypodermic needle.
My dog, I have a dog that has diabetes. This has all been established.
And he pricked his finger, and for all he knew, he was going to die of HIV. And I don't think
hardly.
Thank you very much for the call, Mona.
This is a woman who's, this is a woman who is going based on the false.
I was
going
to say, if you have a transcript by a court stenographer with your assertions, that's fine. Then fax it to us, and we'll go over it together. Other than that, I'm sorry, but you're going by hearsay, you're going by innuendo, you're going by whatever somebody has written on the internet in the opposing position. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to allow you to do that to my guest. So let's go to Michael from Pennsylvania. Michael, you're on with Elsbeth.
Thank you for taking my phone call, Michael.
You're welcome, buddy.
I want to jump off subject a little bit, Elsbeth, and talk about something that I know about in corruption years and years ago occurred up there, and still probably going on far as I know, and I'm going to give you the details, but I don't want to get too deep in it because I'm even afraid of repercussions in Pennsylvania.
Right.
Another attorney, I'm going to give her first name is Marianne, okay? She had problem legal system, kind of like yours from Pennsylvania, in involving the legal shipment of weapons out of Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm going to tell you where to dig the information up. And that's all I'm going to get into. But it was a place up called, whose company was called Lafarge Corporation. It was located up there on Marblehead. They have a big complex.
Yes, I'm familiar with it.
Okay. Dig around there. You'll find out some nasty stuff that goes on up there. You may be able to negotiate sort of a unconditional truce with some of these people because it's probably the same characters in the zoo you're dealing with that whole mess.
Marblehead is in Ottawa County, so it is the county that I reside in.
Okay, well, if you dig around there and you find out who owns what in there and you trace back the history, you'll find some interesting facts out. And I'm quite frankly afraid to even say on the air what I know. And I'm sorry, I know some of this information I do know. And it's all outdated, but you could trace it all the way back into World War II time frame.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. And I think I know some of the parties that you would be talking about, but I guess maybe for the safety of all, we won't mention any names.
Well, what I'm saying and suggesting is to get some information, do some research up there. Maybe you could kind of like get enough information to let you alone, which happened to the person I'm talking with, the other attorney in Pennsylvania that had the problem. That's how she negotiated her truce with these people. They ruined her life. She can't work for these people in her chosen field, but at least she ain't being hunted actively like you are.
If you could privately give the contact information to Mr. Herzog, and maybe he would provide me with the name of this attorney, and we could confidentially share information, that would be very helpful to me.
I'd be even afraid to do that.
Okay.
I'm just telling her name. His first name is Marianne. If you do some research, Lafarge Corporation.
Okay.
It's old on the internet because it's like 17 years old, but there are articles with that information there. It'll give you her last name, and you could do your own research from there.
All right. Thanks for the call, Michael. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the lead.
Right.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, we got a couple minutes before the break here. I want to read another one of these intimidating emails, all right? Is that okay with you?
Yes, sir. Sure.
8-5-2004, the email states, I don't think either one of you fully appreciate the anger the general public has in Erie and Ottawa counties over the continuing corruption in their courts, schools, and other government entities. I'm a born-again Christian and not a violent person. I detest violence, but people are getting desperate in these tough economic times, and if they suspect any officer, the court is ripping them off. History teaches us that they will rebel and start taking the law into their own hands for no other reason than self-defense. I want to underscore this is not a threat from me. I'm only passing on comments from civically minded people who view it as their duty to remove corrupt government officers, as Thomas Jefferson directed over 200 years ago. You claim to be a judge. Start acting like one, enforcing the code of professional responsibility on Dan Mason. We'll be back after the break. Your comments, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Elsbeth Baumgardner, and see you in three.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. The state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Michael Herzog with the American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, and I have my special guest, Elizabeth Baumgartner, with me here in not in the studio, but I've got her on the line. Short segment, Elizabeth, this time around, and you want to make a quick comment on this, or if not, I would like to go, or the email, or if not, I'd like to go into the this, you know, eight-year possibility of a domestic terrorism charge that they're trying
to. Why don't we go there and, like, summarize for people what my current status is. We had left it with, you know, in what had happened, what has essentially happened is the state or my enemies brought three criminal cases against me simultaneously. The Ottawa County contempt case, which retired Judge Richard Marcus is behind, a several multi-count indictment in Cuyahoga County related to the emails, and then the publications on a website that I owned, where I was facing over 109 years. I pled no contest. I worked a deal in November when it became evident that I was never going to get a fair trial and just exhaustion. I agreed to a no contest plea with the agreement that I would have an appellate bond and the promise by the judge that I was getting probation in the case. Essentially, with the view that these statutes that I was charged under are unconstitutional, and I fully expect everything will be overturned on appeal.
Mm-hmm.
The judge did not. She actually sentenced me to 8 years, and Then there's been now efforts being made by the state to revoke my bond, my appellate bond. She placed conditions on me that says I'm not allowed to make criticize public officials.
Well, it's very difficult not to do.
Make any false statements about public officials. If so, she'll revoke my appellate bond that has cost me $50,000 and send me off to the Marysville Reformatory. I had yet another criminal case in Erie County where I have just agreed to a no-contest plea and, again, guaranteed an appellate bond, where I was facing 6 years for stealing my own company car and trying to drive to safety when local officials tried to serve a defective warrant on me and threatened to beat my head in as they tried to exercise that warrant or tried to serve a warrant that they didn't even have in their possession. So that's essentially right now I'm out. I have just served 120 days on the contempt convictions. After 2 years later, they finally got around to throwing me in the slammer for 120 days. On these so-called contemptuous legal pleadings where I call Judge Marcus elderly, et cetera. And I am now out pending appeal on the Cuyahoga case where I'm facing potentially 8 years in Marysville, and I do not know what sentence I'm going to get in Erie County yet where we head to sentencing on April 24th, I believe. Although any sentence there is guaranteed to run concurrently with my sentence in Cuyahoga County. And is also stayed pending appeal, and I fully expect that conviction to be overturned on appeal as well because the warrant was defective.
Now, these are all state charges.
That's the status right now.
Okay, these are all state charges. These are not the domestic terrorism charges.
Well, essentially when they arrested, and the initial Cuyahoga County indictment, they indicted my partner in the website and me. And Mr. Caceres called us domestic paper terrorists.
Okay.
He called us paper terrorists. And it is, I believe, probably an abuse of, you know, so essentially they're calling us domestic terrorists because we were running a website criticizing the government.
So what they're doing,
in a nutshell.
Yeah, are they bringing Section 802 of the Patriot Act, the definition of domestic terrorism, into this?
No, but because that would be a federal definition. In Ohio, they have used, they've used a really, and this will be the first interpretation of what is called the paper terrorism statute in Ohio. The code section number is 2921.03.
Mm-hmm.
It was a section passed in 1996 to address militia courts where people were actually creating false documents, like creating their own liens to economically destroy people or creating sham indictments, that type of thing.
Mm.
What the state has done is taken, a twisted version of that and said that any statements that you make can be deemed to be a filing of a false document of some sort, I guess. It's very strange. It'll be a case of first impression, and that's why I'm on an intellectual level, I'm excited about this case finally going up on appeal where we can remove the emotion and all the just the nonsense that occurred in the trial court, and just argue this on the facts and the law.
Right. Well, listen, we're going to have a break coming up shortly. I've got another caller on the line here, Don from Ohio, and I'm going to bring Don up, and then I'm going to hold him over until after the break, okay?
Great.
All right, Don, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Michael. Great show today.
Well, thank you, sir. Have you got a question from my distinguished guest, Elizabeth Baumgartner?
I have some questions and a few comments.
Let me stop you. Remember, we got a break. When we hear the music, I'm going to hold you over, Don, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I wanted to ask if, by any chance, Judge Marcus is from Holmes County?
No, he's not. He's from Cuyahoga County originally, although he has extensively, he's used all over the state as a retired visiting judge.
All right, we got to stop you. I'm going to the break. Both of you hold on. Listeners, stick with us. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, on the line with my special guest, Elizabeth Baumgartner, and Don is on the line. CN3, republicbroadcasting.org. Hey, that rhymes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And I have my special guest, Elizabeth Baumgartner, talking to us about her five-plus-year plight with a corrupt legal system in Ohio. Also have Don on the line. He's got a couple questions. Go ahead, Don.
Well, I wanted to make a comment. I had asked the question about the judge possibly being from Holmes County. They like to call them visiting judges.
He is a visiting judge, yes.
Yes, and they bring them into these cases because they're not elected in that area, and if for any reason the corruption contains the name of the local judge or any of the attorneys, they are kind of away from the whole case.
Well, that's ostensibly what they say, but essentially what it, when you pull the actual documents from the Supreme Court, the Ohio Supreme Court, and this is what I've done, what is happening is you're not seeing the local judges or prosecutors putting on the record what the conflicts are, and it's a ruse. They are requesting a specific judge, and I can show this in a lot of these visiting judges' cases, where there's a request specifically for a particular judge. So, in effect, it's something that we call judge shopping. Under the rules of superintendents of the courts in Ohio, and I'm sure in most states, you are supposed to have random assignment of judges so that you do away with this appearance that a case has been steered to a particular judge. And what has happened with the abuse of the visiting judge system in Ohio is it allows a politically connected individual to cozy up to the local judge and say, look,
you know, you can't stay on this case because there may be the appearance of impropriety here. Why don't you request a visiting judge that we agree on, okay? And essentially the case is steered. So you create an illusion of neutrality, but in reality, the paper trail proves it was anything but. There was actually a specific request for the particular judge. That's my objection to the system. It runs counter to the due process requirements that a judge be neutral and detached. And when you have the administrative judge specifically requesting a particular judge, that runs completely counter to any notion of neutrality. The other problem with our visiting judge system in Ohio is the payment scheme. Ohio, I believe, is the only state where these retired visiting judges are receiving full pension and then are getting paid by the hour to adjudicate the cases. What ends up happening, that means they have a financial incentive in the case to drag out the cases, not timely rule on motion, create excessive work. And you have situations in Ohio where retired visiting judges are making in excess of $200,000 a year. And finally, Ohio has an age restriction on judges of 70 years of age in Ohio. And Chief Justice Moyer has thrown out and is ignoring that constitutional limitation and assigning people that are clearly have their better days are behind them. And in some cases, they were actually voted out of office. In other words, the people rejected them. And nevertheless, they continue to be appointed to cases. That's my objection to the case. You know, the whole system, I don't think, passes constitutional muster. Certainly yeah. Doesn't.
Judge Marcus, he's what, 76 years old or something?
He's 77 now. Okay. Yes. And so, and I'm not the only person who has questioned his abilities. He's been reversed multiple times in the last few years. You know, in his day, Judge Marcus was a academically respected jurist. The people of Cuyahoga County voted him out of office. He did not retire from office. He was actually voted out of office. So, my thing is, this is a man that the people rejected. Why should I have to put up with him?
I'm in agreement. I'm in total agreement with what you're saying. The point I'm trying to make is that the perception of the public is steered in the other direction.
We completely agree. This is, and they've done the same thing with special prosecutors, which is the other side of this equation, where, this is supposed to be about, we have a bias, and so, yes, we're in complete agreement.
By the way, I want to interject something here, Elizabeth. Okay, Don happens to be the guy I told you about that writes for the Idaho Observer.
Oh, great. Okay, Don, I'd love to meet you.
I've talked to your husband, Joe, on one occasion.
Okay.
So maybe you can make sure you leave a recent number with or email or... Well, you're not. You're probably using email these days, I would guess.
Well, I'll tell you, I have her number.
Matter of fact, I just got another cyber attack. That's the other thing we didn't address is that they raided, the state keeps saying I'm, this dangerous, supposedly this dangerous person, but they have, they shut down my website so people couldn't read, about the proof, couldn't read the proof. They stole my computers or raided my home on a defective search warrant. Took my computers, including legal research and the legal records of my clients, and now admit to losing the key hard drive, the evidence in the case. They can't locate it. And then finally, I had two cyber attacks on viruses that we have traced to one of the government agencies that shut down two of the laptops I've owned, and the latest one just occurring last week. So. I wasn't out of jail 2 days, and a cyber attack occurred on my new laptop. So
it's just an ongoing harassment, along with the psychological and traumatic effect of these charges that continue to be pending against you. You've got to be walking in a living nightmare here.
Yes, and I'd like to get back to the caller who was, alluding to, my mental state. The fact of the matter is, seven psychiatrists have evaluated me and have all come back with the same diagnosis. Mm-hmm. No mental illness. Except anxiety due to legal harassment.
Well, tell me.
And if I am crazy, then why all these extreme efforts to incarcerate me and why all these extreme efforts to muzzle me? I mean, you know, I was always raised that if somebody's a kook, you just ignore them.
Where do they come up with these Illuminati numbers for the assessed charges here? They detail these charges and tell you you've got 33 years for this charge. And
six, right. The six, one was 66 years,
yes.
6 months,
yes,
666. There are certainly one of my clients, the one whose mother we believe was murdered, maintains that this is satanic in origin. I've had multiple spoken to a lot of clergy in our area that there is a significant cult activity in this area and that there is this involvement. Toledo, Ohio, and before people think, initially when I would have suggested, somebody would have suggested this to me 6-7 years ago, I would have poo-pooed it. But Toledo, Ohio is where a Catholic priest was recently convicted of murdering a nun in a satanic ritual.
Mm-hmm.
And other women have come forward, and this ring is quite substantial.
And it took something like 26 years, didn't it, for this case to come out?
Yeah, the Toledo case to come out. And, my situation, whatever you want to call it, it's fundamental. It's good versus evil. It's as old as time.
The same thing. You're going through the same thing that's going on in Chicago. It's going on in California, Oregon. And eventually, they'll try to get your real estate.
They already have. They filed sham foreclosures on. My husband and I were very successful people. They filed a sham foreclosure on commercial real estate we owned. I've got these sham judgments issued against me. I just kind of laugh. I said, fine, go ahead and execute, because ironically, what I'd love to do is bring the IRS in first and say, look, I'd rather pay you guys than your sham judgment. So, and that kind of backed everybody off. So but you're right. They come after you on every level, physical safety, emotional health, and then finally economic retaliation. They have taken two professional licenses from me. Now they're trying to go after my husband because we had unlabeled penicillin in our house. We've lived in our house for 18 years. I'm sure everybody out there has accumulated prescription drugs in their home. These people are saying if you take lawfully prescribed drugs for yourself and transfer them to another container in your own home, you are suddenly a drug addict and in illegal drug possession. So, they'll stop at nothing.
Well, you better watch out then and drink water directly from the faucet.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's going to work either, Don. They've got fluoride and all kinds of other chemicals.
Well, of course, yeah. And don't dare put a filter on it either because, Well, I would like to cover your story, and, if Michael will put you in touch with me.
As long as I have Elizabeth's permission
Absolutely.
To give you her phone number, I'll be happy to do it as soon as we're off the air, Don.
I'm covering Chicago right now, and there's a big scandal going on in the Illinois family courts. And the corruption goes all over the world.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it doesn't. Well, Illinois is the site of the largest public corruption cases in the United States history, Operation Gray Lord. Maybe you're familiar with it.
Yes.
And that was Justice John Paul Stevens of the U.S. Supreme Court who brought the Illinois of the United States Supreme Court, who brought down the Illinois Supreme Court and showed bribery. And essentially, my case is virtually identical. To the Operation Gray Lord case. It's the same sort of activity going on.
Yeah, this is going on. I mean, it's been going on for years. Sherman Skolnick.
I'm familiar with his writings. I enjoyed him immensely reading.
Most of his life, he covered that. And I've kind of picked up the torch for him. At least that's what people in Chicago are telling me.
Well, good.
And I'm finding on a day-to-day basis they're scrambling. One interesting thing, and this is for anyone across the country, there is now a rift between the two factions of organized crime. You have what's called the old guard and the new guard. And
interesting because that's what I can sense that happening. Early on in this, I was represented by an old mob attorney. in some respects, I felt, you know, well, who better to help me than somebody who was at one time one of them. And he told me at the time, he said, you know, you'd be far better off dealing with the old mob than this new breed, because the old mob at least had rules of engagement. You know, they didn't go after women and kids. Whereas this, the new breed, the kind of, I call it the gob, you know, government, organized crime, and the bar and big business all working together. and, you know, it's a far more virulent strain, because, right? You just have no, you get a sense of you have no recourse, you have nowhere to go.
Yeah. Well, my research indicates that there's a crime family in Maricopa County, Arizona, in the Scottsdale region, that's running Chicago.
Okay.
And when I shared that information with the litigants in Chicago, they mm-hmm. were floored, because their evidence shows the same thing.
Okay.
So, you know, we can get to the bottom of this and bring the public awareness up to the level where something will be done about it.
Right. I pray for that. In my case, a lot of people don't realize Cleveland, Ohio, historically has always been the headquarters of organized crime families that controlled the pornography industry.
Well, sure.
And a lot of my stuff eventually ties back to child pornography. And essentially, just like the Catholic Church had its problems with its priests, you know, I'm seeing the same issue with judges and prosecutors, where, you know, child sex is an epidemic, and, you know, the higher-ups just don't want to do anything about the underlings. There just doesn't want to be any kind of accountability.
Sure. So. And in Cleveland, it's the Jacobs crime family, and they're in bed with the Bushes.
Well, you know, and I've heard, actually, there's, in Ohio, there's three major corporate-type crime families, one in Cleveland, one in Columbus, and one in Cincinnati, and I'm not going to name the names. they got large corporate fronts. One of them has got some problems with the United States Department of Justice in a foreign nation who's looking to extradite some people. So if anybody's been following the Chiquita issue and running, that might stir up some trouble for some of the people here in Ohio. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's that, and also the Leo Wanta money is there's a big connection between National City Bank, which became Citibank.
Yes, and okay.
Bank One.
Another huge one that I'm aware of is the Level Propane case,
oh, yes.
Which is coming out of Cleveland. And that is a situation where people related to the Bush interests were trying to corner the energy market. It'll tie eventually into Enron. And there's actually a website on that, Was Level Propane Racketeered? I don't have the website address, but if people do a search for Level Propane, they're going to find, and that's massive bankruptcy fraud, where you know, a law firm, Benesch Friedlander, same law firm that was involved in the theft of some of these federally sponsored biotechnologies that I started the talk about,
mm-hmm.
Is also behind the theft of this company and major banks, some of the world's largest banks, trying to steal a company from somebody, and in the process, I think we're looking at damages somewhere in the neighborhood of $6 billion in actual damages if things work out. And then, of course, there's the trebling that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
But interesting cases.
Well, tell me, let me insert this. I woke up now. Okay, you guys.
Okay.
Listen, as far as this biotechnology is concerned, Elizabeth, was there anything that you uncovered in that could, for some indirect reason, lead into what they're doing here on this?
Yeah, it's so funny. At first, you don't want to think, you know, because my stuff started in Ottawa County on such what I would consider minor, silly kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in retrospect, when I go back at it, it's almost like, was the retaliation initiated here because it came directed out of Cleveland?
Mm-hmm.
I do know this. You know, there's serious connections between people out here and the same law firms in Cleveland that were behind a lot of the sophisticated frauds that are going on. The tragic thing in all of this is one of the projects I was working on right before, you know, they undone my life is a potential biodefense weapon that could rapidly not immunize people against airborne viruses, but certainly could be a prophylactic treatment in the event of a bio attack of certain airborne respiratory type viruses that could be easily and quickly brought to market and easily distributed. And so there's an element of me that I almost think the government doesn't want that to happen. It doesn't want our people to be protected against an attack.
You're right about that.
Oh, I can tell you that. There you go. You can go down that rabbit hole with her, Don.
You know, it's like, because I sit here, it's like, you know, how does somebody like, you know, who had, you know, and I don't want to tout my own horn, but I was a successful person. I have two professional degrees. I'm just trying to improve my community, okay? And I'm doing things for free to people. You know, I'm helping people for free. I'm creating jobs. And all of a sudden, I'm public enemy number one.
All right, well, let me stop you, Al Capone there, and we'll go to a break. We'll have 4 minutes left. I'll hold you over, Don. American Awakening, this is Michael Herzog, republicbroadcasting.org, 12180, shortwave, back in three.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Nobody's making nice and backing down today. Okay, Michael Herzog back with the American Awakening, and I have my special guest, Elizabeth Baumgartner, on the line for a final segment, which is about 4 minutes, and I held Don over. Closing thoughts here, guys. Elizabeth, you've still got another one coming up here, right?
Well, no, actually, I just got the sentencing in Erie County.
Okay.
So that's pretty much a foregone conclusion. You know, I'll be getting a year that'll run concurrently to Cuyahoga with it all stayed on an appellate bond, and you know, I'm very hopeful that everything will be vacated on appeal due to Fourth Amendment issues, bad warrants,
so,
and that the entire arrest should have been suppressed.
When's the sentencing on this?
The main thing I'm excited about is essentially what started for me on a local level was lack of lack of respect for the rule of law and the politicization of criminal prosecutions, the use of the criminal justice system to target political enemies and then to let your friends get away with literally murder.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're seeing this on a national level with the U.S. Attorney's scandal in D.C. And so I feel it validates everything that I've been saying for the last 5 or 6 years, which is, you know, our criminal justice system and our justice system in general has been taken from the people. The courts and the attorneys have forgotten who they exist to serve. And I'm hopeful, I've got my fingers crossed that we're going to at least see, I have hope of some correction. Because if we don't have an enforcement division out of the United States Department of Justice coming out of the Civil Rights Division, then, you know, that sends a message to the executive branch at every level, local, state, and federal, that it's open season on our citizens, that essentially government employees can do whatever they want to any of us without, because there just will not be any punishment.
Right.
You know?
Don, have you got a short thought before I let you go?
Yeah, what I'm discovering is that law enforcement and the intelligence agencies, which are really the foot soldiers for the secret societies, are the ones controlling this thing, at least, intimidating the attorneys, intimidating the judges, and having access to these huge funds that can pay the bribes to the judges and the attorneys. And I'm uncovering that. So think along those lines.
Well, certainly, I mean, I have no doubt, given the level of the attempts, the cyber attacks on those are clearly intelligence issues, and just the small county prosecutors in Ohio don't have the capabilities of or the sophistication of doing those types of things. And so clearly there's involvement in my case that at a very high level and at a very sophisticated level.
Well, they're using the Promise software for that, you can guarantee.
Oh, yeah, and I'm somewhat familiar with that. I've lost track of that. You know, I got so caught up in my own stuff that I'm just curious what advice would you have for me at this point? How do I, short of going on these kind of programs, how do we as Americans address this type of thing where you have, regardless what you think about my politics or my belief system, is it ever appropriate for anybody to have their speech criminalized?
All right, let me stop you guys. You're going to get that answer off the air, Elizabeth, and I want to thank you for coming on. The music's here, Don. I got to let you go. I'll call you off the air, okay?
All right.
I thank my special guest, Elizabeth Baumgartner. I feel for your condition, and I have stories that I could tell you about mine as well. But at any rate, this is Michael Herzog with the American Awakening. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you again tomorrow, same time, same station. Good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.